Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, One Take Wednesday. We're in John's Gospel in chapter 6, starting in verse 16, and we'll go through verse 24. This is the story about Jesus walking on the water. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs chapter 13 today, verses 1 through 12. In this section about Jesus walking on the water, the people who have seen Jesus do a lot of healing, they are looking for him, they're following him, they're trying to find him. And so it's quite the interesting story. I can't wait to read it for us today. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed out about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. I don't really know what to say about this story other than it's so amazing. Jesus is walking out on the water and they're frightened. We would be too. And he has some words of reassurance for them and maybe today for us as well. "It is I. Do not be afraid." Lord, help us not to be afraid. Help us to take courage. Help us to be a people who know that even though we cannot see you, you are present with us, and help us to trust in your word. Proverbs chapter 13, starting in verse 1, and we'll go through verse 12. Several of these verses are about the tongue or restraint of the tongue. "A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. From the fruit of their lips, people enjoy good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves, but the wicked make themselves a stench and bring shame on themselves. Righteousness guards the person of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. A person's riches may ransom their life, but the poor cannot respond to threatening rebukes. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I feel like each of these proverbs we should think on for a long time. So I'm having a hard time today focusing in on one. Maybe verse 3. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Let's turn that into a prayer as we go forward into our day. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we know how painful and hurtful rash words are. And we pray, Lord, that you would protect our lips from them. And you would help us to be a people who are quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, so that we might be wise. We might be a people of integrity, a people who understand that sometimes it's better to just be quiet. Lord, today, may your light shine in us and may it shine brightly. Help us, Lord, as a community of faith, to be a witness to you in the world. We pray for those in our midst who are sorrowful today. We thank you, Lord, that death is not the end, that you are coming again. And in the meantime, we hold on to the blessed assurance that absence from the body is presence with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection, which points to our own resurrection as well. In this life, Lord, help us to remember that it is a gift, and help us to give ourselves for the flourishing of others. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.